Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, we're here again on the Friday evening at 9 p.m. UK time, where my guest is once again psychic medium Chris Garcia. And just to prove it, here he is.
Hi again, what's up? I'm happy to be on.
Chris, before we start, my friend, have you ever done a Ouija board?
No, sir.
Have you ever done one?
No, sir.
You haven't done one, no?
No, sir.
No. Okay. Do you believe in them, Chris?
I would say to be cautious of them. I would say to be careful. I wouldn't touch stuff if you don't know what the hell you are doing.
I wouldn't
touch them if I wouldn't know, you know, what you're doing. If you know what you are doing, I would say you know how to mess with it. But if not, I wouldn't even touch that.
You wouldn't? Yeah, okay. There's a lot of people that say, if you have a belief, strong belief in against rather than for, you know, it's just sad because there are a lot of people there that
I don't know. We can share
it. Just like, I'm just getting feeling on it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Near the mic. Right. Okay. right. Let's take our first call in. Tasha.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How can I help you?
Any messages? And when you tell me about the last reading that I had to do with you, was that a spirit around me or an entity?
I don't remember what I told you, but I would say if it was, because I don't document, I know I should be recording them, but I don't. But I would say that if anything, I would say it would probably be, I would say like a spirit / entity, I would think. I don't remember what I said. So I would say that I wouldn't be able to tell you. I mean, that's why you have to record it and go back to the show and listen to it, because the messages come in and then they do go. You know, I talk to you, unless I talk to you like offline the show and you do a personal session with me, then we can do that more on the, you know, off the show, because you get more time with me than what you do on any show or any platform. You get more time, you know, and I get able to tap into it. That's why I always recommend that, that, you know, when you do these shows, you get like a little taste of what it feels like to be, or to get a reading from each psychic, every medium or empathic works differently. So that's what I think. So, but besides that, let's see what we got for you today. Let's see what Tasha needs to know. What is important for today? Okay, so the first card I got was Miracle of Forgiveness. I think it's the point in time where you're in the healing process of forgiveness, and I'm being told for you to let go of the past, because it kind of like stops you, you know, from doing, you know, what you need to do, because that's the feeling I'm getting from you. So I feel that, you know, it's okay to, you know, you got to forgive yourself before you forgive others. Okay. So, and as you're doing that, you got to be the better person to let go of what is being done. Okay. And while you're doing that, you got to honor your feelings and just tell them how you feel, but you can tell them very nicely or tactfully and just tell them, you know what, this is what's bothering me. I would appreciate if you would stop doing it. You know, that's if you're in talking terms with them. If you're not, then you just let it play out, let it do, and just let it just, you know, That's what I would say to do that. And then the, along with that, you're also, what I'm being told to with the special, I got the spiritual gifts too card came out, and it says that your gifts are coming out very strong. And I feel that you are still second guessing yourself, which you need to stop doing that. So that's what I'm being told to tell you, is that you need to stop just doubting. I feel that you are like one that can feel the gift, but it's just that you you have like, you keep thoughts to yourself, and you have these thoughts, or you getting these words or phrases in your head, but you just don't say it, so you just push it back and say, oh, it's just my imagination. So with that being said, you got to really trust in your gift, because spiritual gifts are not everybody's psychic. That's, I'm just going to put that out there. there's people that can be intuitive, but we're chosen. There's some of us that are chosen to do certain assignments. Some of us are here to teach. Some of us are here to mentor. It's whatever our mission is. And when we come down here, we more or less know what we're meant to do right when we start walking and we start helping people. We already know what we're here for to begin with. So that's what I feel with you. I feel that you have gifts, and I'm being told for you to tap into them. Also afraid that you're afraid to tap into the cards or the tarot around you. And I feel that this is one thing that's funny that Ken was talking about, the Ouija board. Let me just clarify this for everyone. The tarot cards are not a Ouija board. The tarot is like a part of the same thing. But, I mean, if you know and you respect the messages and spirit and you know what you're doing, then you have nothing to worry about when you mess with tarot or oracle cards. Now, with the Ouija board, it's totally different. Of course, it's just a board. Some people can just subconscious and they lay their hand on that, you know, that thing. But like one of my friends said, no matter what happens on that board, you do not take your hands off of it. If you get scared and you take your hands off of it, whatever is coming out of the board, you're releasing it into the universe. And you're releasing it into your area and your home. And everything and anything can come out of that board. Now, with the tarot, there's a little bit of the good, bad, and ugly. And the tarot will call out what is being seen. But you can close the door, and it has more of when we were born. Magic and witchcraft and all the stuff that people do were around when BC, when God was born. So, you know, that's why they crucified him, because he was able to heal. And the people that weren't able to, they were not, were able to understand that he had, you know, he could heal without putting a Band-Aid. You know, he just touched their hand, and, you know, so that's what I'm saying. So with that being said, I just feel that I would recommend you trying to get into tarot. And if you're still afraid, I would find someone that you trust and to help you open that door and just do what feels right. And if you don't know how to close or open the door with tarot, I would say don't always burn incense when you do the tarot, and you burn incense to clear your cards of any other reading that you did on someone. That's basically the only thing that's different. I don't know why, but I do see teaching or you getting involved in classes. So I would see that, I would say within the next, I'm here in 3 months, is when I see that things are going to change for you. So that's what I'm being told to tell you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Anytime. I'm here. That's what I'm here for, ma'am. What I'm here for.
Thank you, Tasha. Right, let's see where we are. Okay. Oh, core queue's building up nicely. Okay. Queen.
We meet again. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Queen. I'm actually, it's funny, I'm multitasking because I usually do live on my profile where it's at the word psychic going across. So I'm doing a live as I'm doing the show, but I'm just waving to everybody on my Facebook. So I'm doing a live and multiple tasking for advertisement purposes. So, yes. So maybe that's probably why the coffee is coming up. I'm pretty sure there's people that are just calling in because they see me live and they're like, okay, please write this number down and just call. So that's probably why their coffee is building up. but besides that, so nice to meet you, Queen. Nice to talk to you again. So do you have any questions for me, or do you just want me to tell you what comes up?
Both. I'm getting ready to go to a retreat tomorrow. I'm excited about it. What do you feel around that? I am a guest invited.
Okay.
The elder.
Okay.
Elder.
Okay. Okay. All right. So right now as I'm shuffling, I'm already picking up some. Okay. Wow. Okay. I am so done. Okay, so the first card is the Devil card popped up, okay? That's just so random. What I was told with you is that everybody has different intentions at this thing. People are there just to listen and learn. Others are there to, to just have their own beliefs, you know, say what they're concerned. That's just very judgmental people there. That was fortune's coming up, and it says that there's a cycle that's about to turn. As far as that goes, I'm feeling that you are in the right path. there's going to be a lot of disclaimers and a lot of people that I'm not going to believe there, but some people are just pretending or they're going to be eavesdropping. But as far as you speaking your higher power, see that everything should come out true. And I would say just be honest, straightforward, and let spirit guide you and let it come from the heart. And I just feel that for some reason, I don't know why, but I feel like a gallery, something like a gallery, which meaning that you might be doing some little teaching and lecturing, and maybe a few little minor readings if they allow it. And I see a lot of teaching when you do that. So the Devil card kind of surprised me when that came out. It doesn't always represent evil, but I just see that there's outside influences that are against others at this event. It's kind of like the earth is shifting. I would say that there's a lot of evil stuff at stake, but I see if you put a lot of love into it, you can make the room lighten up just by your presence. And the Ace of Wands comes up and says energy. When I'm being told, Queen, it's all about energy. All about energy, sweetheart. It's all about energy. You put that intent to change the outcome of what other people are thinking of you or how they perceive you, you just show more love. And the more love you show them, the more they hate it. So just smile and nod and say, good afternoon, good evening, how are you? You know that God loves you. You know that there is such thing as a heaven. You don't just throw things like random. Just anything but pops in your head. Say it, you speak it, and let it come from your heart. And you know what's funny, Queen, is I'm talking to you, I see a big, big smile on your face. Because you know where I'm coming from. You know that spirit is going to guide you into what you're here to do. And I know I do that a lot, and I know that there's people that are probably irritated of me. But the truth is, I don't care. Well, I'm not here to be liked. I say the truth.
Feel
and
you.
If they're not ready to hear it, then they shouldn't be there. That's all I got to say. They should not be there if they don't want to hear the truth, girlfriend. Hopefully that relates to what you're asking. Does it resonate with everything I'm telling you?
Oh, it's in the realm of possibilities for sure, because and I'll be on my P's and Q's. And my A's and Z's, and I threw some cards too, and I saw some funny energy, which is probably why I even asked, because you know I usually don't ask. But you get anything else, and thank you.
Okay, well, let's see what the medicine cards have to say. They're telling me to pull the medicine cards on me. Okay, so this is going to be about medicine within the animals, within Native Americans. So let's see what they got to say, because they told me, come to me, and I just don't ignore spirit. So I'm going to see what we got here. Let me see what we got. Ooh, really? Okay. I'm done. I am so done. This is the validation for everything I just said. Okay, so the owl represents deception, which other people have offered attention. The swan, which is, I think it's called the blue harlem. I can't pronounce that word. It's got a long beak, and it's a self-reflection. So, and then reputation is important because the skunk card represents reputation. So when you're on stage or whatever you're going to be doing, your reputation is on the line. You're going to prove to others who you are. And when you do, I'm going to tell you one thing that my friend has always told me. You know that you are good at what you do. A part of you is going to feel like you have to really show who you are and your reputation, like I said. So what I'm trying to tell you is, girlfriend, you don't need to prove shit to anyone. You know who you are. You know your roots. And that's all that matters. Some people are going to test you there. But just know that the deception of the owl is not everybody is who they appear to be. So just go very highly protected. I would recommend it. I would have some stones on me if I were you. Maybe you wouldn't have to put stones in your bra, I would have to say. Don't even ask me why I said that. But I say just go very prepared and aware. That's all I got to tell you, ma'am.
Well, I take that to heart, and I thank you. And, can't nobody mess with me because I'm free and clear. But I thank you for the advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
Ooh. Okay.
I just love it when the cards just call everything out. I'm serious. I love them. I love my cards. I have a relationship with them. It's kind of like they're my best friend, and they will call people out. So I'm just
okay. So how many packs of different types of cards do you have, Chris?
I mean, with me, I can do with it or without the cards, but it's like, think about, child, I think, it's kind of, they're amazing when you have a relationship and a bond with them. It's like your friend. And they will give you warning when you need to know stuff. And if you get this nudging feeling, like you get this itchiness feeling, like they're calling for you, more likely, then, you know, that's what I'm being told. So your cards will call out to you. It's kind of like this magnetic energy that you have. And you become with the relationship, and they will tell you the truth. And that's what I think some people are scared of when it comes to tarot, because it tells you the bad, good, and the ugly. It doesn't get in between. It gets to the nitty-gritty, and it just tells you straight on point on what you need to know at that specific time.
Yeah. Wonderful. And as I say, I mean, I know people that use more than one pack at a time, you know, and they're drawn to that pack for that particular evening. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Mindy.
Hello.
No, not going to help you. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Mindy, and I'd love to receive a message.
Okay. Well, and your name is Mindy, correct?
That's right. Like Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy. That's funny. When you said that, I got Robin Williams right now for some reason. That is that's insane. That's insane. Okay. So here we go. So first, I was told that you're a peaceful warrior. I was told to tell you that you stand your ground and you're the type of person that likes inner peace. And I was told to honor your feelings and just trust in what you feel. And I did feel that I was told to focus your mind on what you want in life and what your purpose is. And just know that you are just a loving person. And no matter what anyone says, girl, you don't let them get the best of you. Because that's what I'm being told. People are going to try to get the best of you. And I was told mm-hmm. that for some reason, they're telling me for you to listen to music. And if you need laughter, I would say watch Robin Williams because he's coming up very strongly right now. It's since the humor's coming in, he says, you know, make the best of life. And then I'm being told don't hate and meditate. So I'm being told that if you have to do some meditation to clear your space, I would say that. And then for some reason, I keep hearing obsidian and protection. And I see within the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to get very busy for you. So I think there's going to be a lot of transition. So that you're empathically feeling a lot of pain. But I was told that, remember that this pain that you feel, that it's not your pain, it's others that you're feeling. So you got to know how to release that. And then I'm keeping the card with the, for some reason they're telling me to look at my medicine cards, and the card that comes out is the weaving, represents the spider, is that be careful what you're weaving into. What's another word? Be careful what you get yourself into. If it's something that you can't handle, I wouldn't recommend it. So, which meaning is that you're lingering, your energy is everywhere, and I was told to tell you just to stick to one thing and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to it, girlfriend. Stick to it. And then with the last card I got, the secret is the tiger. There's going to be a lot of secrets that will be coming out and that you're going to need to be aware of. So be very aware and always have protection over yourself. And that's what I got the message mm-hmm. for you today, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anytime. That's what I'm here for. What I'm here to guide and
Thank
inspire
you.
Others. You're welcome.
Take care.
Oh, there she goes. That's a little short reading. So we'll reset our timer. Okay. Yeah, this is strange, that, Chris. And I mean, the wife will vouch for this now because she's with me here in the background. But just before you took that reading there, I was getting Robin Williams myself for some strange reason. But I was getting, like, you know the film we made, Bicentennial Man?
Mm-hmm. I get voices too. I've been hearing a lot of a lot of drumming lately. There's been a lot of stuff going on, and it's funny because as I'm doing this live and doing the show at the same time, I get this lightheadedness. There's a lot of energy that is lingering. Ooh, I just got chills. Okay, something just touched me. There's a lot of energy that's lingering, and it's kind of like just weaving in the same verse. That kind of energy I'm getting. So it's kind of...
Because what I can remember about that film is that how, in that film, he was struggling to identify himself. And, he was struggling to identify his feelings. And because he was an android type of thing, he was struggling to identify his feelings of love for a person.
That is true.
And then
that is
at the end of the film, he became, he found his feelings and became human, yeah?
Yeah. And that, and yeah. You know, that resonates with me. And it does. It resonates with me very well.
I can see how that works. I can see how that works in a reading, you know, because people there, since this COVID thing, I found that people are struggling in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can do a lot of astral. I do a lot of astral I do feel that some of us do some shadow work. It just depends on what kind of stuff you're into.
People find it hard to express themselves right now, we've got Holly's listening into the show tonight. She just wants to listen this evening, so that's nice. And we've got one more caller left in the call queue at the moment. So we'll take our call and then we're going to take a little break. We have Kay.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
I actually have a couple questions, but I'll start with career opportunities. Do you see something new coming soon? I am presently working, but I'm looking for something new, and I have been applying. I've actually had a few interviews, but just praying that something will change soon.
Well, that was called it's time for a change. What I see with that. And what's your name again?
Kay.
K-A-Y. Okay. K-Y, is that what your name?
K-A-Y, K.
Okay. Okay, that's very unusual. I've never heard of me like that, but what does it mean? I like that.
K. No, it's K.
Nothing. That's what I said.
Okay.
K-A-Y.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so one card just fell. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So the full card is saying that everything is not what it seems to be. I think that the reason why you want this job or looking at it because it doesn't feel like it's not satisfying your journey. So like there is another opportunity. It feels like you're just there temporarily. The five of swords came up and says defeat, which whatever is going on, you will defeat the energy. Now, as far as the job is concerning, let me see what kind of feel can you give me. Okay, I'm asking, will she get a job? When will it be? Okay, for some reason, I'm thinking more of, I would say, like, getting March in. March is what stands out to me.
Okay,
I would say you keep doing more of doing what you need to do. Keep making an application, put yourself out there.
Yes.
And when you do get that interview, show initiative that you want this job. And I keep seeing the springtime. So anywhere from, I want to say, the 15th to 16th of March is when things are about to change. So that's what I'm seeing for you. So that's the career question that you have. What else? What else did you want to know?
I met someone. She's really nice. And, of course, I'm taking it extremely slow because I really hadn't even planned to put myself in a position to meet someone. But this person is really interesting. And, of course, now all of a sudden as we're growing and learning each other, of course, me and myself sabotaging, you know, starting to think of things. But I'm just trying to see, what do you see around her energy with me? Again, taking it very slow, but just seeing if it's worth the effort that I'm.
I feel that for some reason she is a type of person that is very quiet, very shy. She doesn't like to be rushed into things. I'm getting like a kind of anxiety feeling. It was funny because when I had this lightheadedness, I felt like very, like, what should I take this chance kind of feeling. She even hurt. But abuse, I keep getting the word abuse. Okay. I would say that she's very empathic. That she's like very empathic. So whenever she that I see that whenever she's on your mind, she'll text you. And it's funny because sometimes you finish each other's sentences. But I would say just to take it very slow. I don't see anything to be concerned about right at the moment. Just if things will come up, you know, you'll find out eventually what I'm being told. So the true colors will come out. If she's not legit, which I'm feeling that she is, but things can change. That's when you really know the person once you live with them. You don't know them until you actually live with them.
Right.
Okay, so, that's kind of interesting. The four cards are coming out to me, and the cards that I'm using today are the angel players. So the spirit animal just came up and says that the eagle is coming out in your
path.
Oh,
wow, okay.
You're listening to spirit. And then with the study and learning, it said you need to start learning more about her and study each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And with that being said, I'm seeing the spiritual support system. So your support system on the other side is guiding you with intuitive nudges. So if you start feeling kind of, so you're going to start being aware of things. And I was told that she's like a book. You have to study her. Like if you're going back to school kind of thing is what I mean. So And so that's what I'm seeing with that. So it's kind of like the learning of who she is. And when you get in tune with the nature, I'm being told that nature is going to help you to verify if she is the one with you.
Yes.
So if you start having, if you start having doubts, I would say recommend to connect to nature and get some fresh air. And I don't know why, but I've seen fairies around you. So I would say that your fairies are your buddies right now, and they're going to help you to let you know if she's the one for you.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. So great.
You're welcome. And
that's
wonderful. And what you can
do
to have some more clarity, I would recommend getting a white candle. And maybe you can get, I would say get an oil that represents the word truth in it or something that would come out and distill spirit to open you up and show you where you're headed from between you both. And what I was told to also listen is to listen to your inner voice with your guides.
Yes.
Because they're going to be speaking into your ear. So don't be surprised if you start whispering in your ear. That's your guide talking to you. What I got
so
for you, ma'am.
That's interesting. It's interesting you say that because when I go to sleep, there is someone, I don't know who, that keeps flicking my hair. And I feel a breath or something on my ear. At night, it's like I'm asleep and I can just feel it. And it's like, okay, I know you're trying to tell me something, but in the middle of the night, I'm sleeping. So, yeah, I guess I need to be more cognizant and try to pay attention to that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's funny? And I remember a friend told me this, and I don't even know why I'm telling you, but I'm seeing in my head, because my friend told me this, and this does work, but don't do this right now because it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts getting a little hot and you can open the window, sleep with the window open and have your fan on. And I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people don't know this, but I would say have the fan on and listen to the fan of it, the fan, the way it circulates. And I don't know if you know this, but fairies tend to communicate and spirits communicate with vibration of the fan. I don't even know why I'm sharing that with you, because I don't really share that with, I've never shared that with anyone. So I'm told to share that with
you. Oh, I got goosebumps. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kay. Right. We'll take a short break then, ladies and gents. Little piece of music, which we do occasionally. And, I must say, that my graphics driver for my computer, new graphics driver downloaded, and I can actually see the screen which I couldn't see properly before. Very fine glasses I use, and I was still struggling, but since the graphic driver is really makes a difference. Everything is so sharp, and I'm going to get my lad to turn the brightness down tomorrow. I don't know where it is on this. So we're going to do this one because we haven't had this one for a while, so we're going to do this one. There you go. Spandau Ballet and Gold from the movie of the same name, 007, James Bond. There you go. Wonderful movie. Okay. Who watches Peaky Blinders? Season 6. Back on Sunday evening. Yeah, so unfortunately our show goes out at the same time, so I've got to watch it later. But I might just tell Kelly to take the time off. I definitely want to be watching the series. Of course, the movie is going out sometime this year as well. They're going to make a movie of it. And all set in and around Birmingham, you know, some of the scenes were actually filmed in Liverpool because there's kind of streets don't exist in Birmingham anymore. But but they're still in Liverpool. Crazy. Some other part of the country, but yeah. So they have to go to other locations and other parts of the country sometimes to get the scenes, because them streets and similarity streets and buildings there, that they're still around in some parts of the country, like unfortunately they don't exist in Birmingham anymore. So they done the premiere on Thursday night, and there was a lot of the actors from the cast. Cillian didn't come out across himself. Unfortunately. I would have liked to see that guy, but you know, he's a really interesting person. But very down to earth. I mean, he plays the character well, I think. Right, so we've got 18 minutes on the clock. 18 minutes to go, and it's looking a bit like Wednesday at the moment. So what we'll do for now, at least, we'll carry on with the music. As soon as we get a caller, we will stop the music, and we'll take our call. So we'll carry on with the music for now, as I said there, and then we'll see what happens.
Thank you. someone loves you. Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Oh, what a lovely song. I do love that one. Lionel Richie, of course. And Lionel, we seen him the other night on a repeat of Mrs. Brown's Boys. Who watches that, Mrs. Brown's Boys? It's so funny. But Lionel was on there, and he's looking good. He's looking good. And still singing, of course. And I don't know whether he done that one on the show, but he's certainly got some new songs out, so he's still putting them out there. So have a look for these new ones, but still putting them out there. And his voice doesn't change, you know. He's a master. He really is a master songwriter and singer. His voice has not altered one bit. Okay, right. Now, we do have a caller. So we're going to say hello to Veronica and bring Chris back online.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
I am singing my song. He actually played my song, and he just played my Lionel Richie song. That is my other song besides Phil Collins. I'm so done. When he played that, I was like, no, he just did not play my song. No, but I'm just playing. I love that song anyway. So how are you doing, Veronica? I was actually
singing. Well, thank you. Hey, Iker, you know his song. He likes that song. He's the song man. So we already know what song you like. You like Phil Collins because it gets you into that wonderful mood to help us people. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a couple of questions. Please, I'm trying to make fast. I want to, first of all, thank you very much. You said I was going to get promoted, right? You said that. It just happened yesterday and right on target in 1 week. Thank you very much. I'm very excited. Thank you. Got promoted.
Yep. You're welcome. I'm so proud of you. I told you. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the more validation I get, it creeps me out. I mean, there's never a time where I don't really creep myself out, and I do because I've done so many readings for people, and it creeps me out. But thanks for the validation, though, ma'am. So what is it that you want to know right now, ma'am? What is it that I can help you with today?
So my guy friend, I like to know if you still see him coming to see, like, is he gonna come over here to the state, like the I'm thinking about him right now. Please,
mm-hmm.
Please give me a time frame, because
mm-hmm.
I accidentally texted him like so much because I got irritated something he said, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't tell him the truth because
mm-hmm.
but I think he knows why I got irritated.
There's a change in transition. He's kind of going through a process of big change where he's at. And by any chance, is he not in the United States? Because I keep seeing Canada. I don't know why I'm fucking seeing that. I don't know why I see like a cold area where it's far away from you.
No, he's not in Canada. I don't want to say, but he's it's U.S. territory.
Yeah, but I feel that he's like far away from you.
He likes cold weather.
So, but yeah, that's the same thing. Canada has cold weather. So it's
he used to work over there.
Okay, so that's
right.
I'm done. I don't know nothing. I know nothing. Okay. So with that being said, I actually want to say that he is coming. Okay, let's see. What can we tell you, you know, when is he coming? Can you give me a time point? This is going to be kind of tricky. So I want to say within the next 3 months from now, with everything going on, and I guess he got irritated. I feel that he doesn't want to be where he's at anymore. He's like, I'm done. I can't be here. And he wants to be closer to you. I want to say probably, between April and May is what I see. But it could happen sooner depending on how much they push his buttons or he's at. His friends that he's around are not good for him. Okay, I'm just going to tell you what I'm being told. They're full of shit, okay? I'm sorry to say that.
What about that female? Sorry to interrupt you. Thank you for your accuracy. What about that female partner? I mean, is he going to, like, cut the ties?
Well, they're roommates, so, like, they are going to cut the ties. And I feel like she's doing her own thing. I feel that she's having people come over and trying to cause arguments because they're like, well, didn't you tell me that, didn't we agree that you can have people come over, but you need to let me know first? Well, that's kind of thing that she's doing. She's doing, inviting people without his permission. So it's kind of like irritating him. And the thing is that they're drinking and playing fucking loud music. So he's like, I'm done. I just can't do it. You know, I'm sick of it. I'm not going to be staying up late with his damn music. And that's what I feel from him. It's kind of, he's just tired of it. But I just feel that unconditional love, as long as you can be there for him and tell him that everything's going to be fine and protect him and shield him and pray for him. And that's all you can do, and keep him firm and knowing that we will support him in every decision he makes. And I do feel that he might not show this, but he's a type of man that does not cry. But when he's like lonely and irritated, he cries, but he cries very quietly. He does not show that around his friends. He's never shown that around his friends, maybe just one in the past, but very just quiet, and he isolates himself. So I just feel that when he's around you, things are going to change. And I'm pretty sure either he's going to move in with you or you're both going to each other at each other's apartment, and then everything's going to change. And probably by next year, I can see, like, a relationship with you. I see a relationship with you and him. Our bond's going to grow, and then there's a lot more to come. So just take one thing at a time. And just all you can do right now is just be there for him and support him. And then what I would say to offer him is that if there's anything that you can do for him, just let him know, you know what, I'm here for you. I'm just a call away, fine, and, you know, and confident. Let him tell you how he feels and tell him to let it out, and it's okay to cry. There is no judgment. He's not less of a man. It's okay. Everybody has feelings. So just tell him that, you don't have to tell him psychics, just tell him a friend says it's okay to cry. Just tell him that it's okay. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got for you, Mom.
Is he gonna help me with the situation that I have going on?
Yeah, we work together. Yeah, I do see that. I see that working out. So
well, thank you, Chris. Your promotion, you got it right. Thank you. I'm so happy. I work hard. Thank you very much for the show. Thank you, Chris and Ken.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, I got it.
Thank you, Veronica. Right. We do have two more callers then, Chris. Slightly over, I suppose, really. We'll do it. Okay. June.
Hello?
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Fine now. I'm doing very fine, Julie. I know it's you. I can recognize your voice. So how can I help you, Julie? How can I help you, ma'am?
Do I have anything big coming this next week or this next month?
Okay. So you want to know if there's anything coming for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Good,
bad. All right. Let's see what we got from Miss Julie right here. Julie. Okay, so let's see what we have. Okay, interrogation. The King of Swords came out with the Judge card, so there's going to be chances that you're going to have to judge your peers, and I don't know what's going on around you. I really haven't talked to you. I'm being told that you will be judged. And I don't know if this is someone that you're going to be helping, but I see like a court thing going on, introspection. I see yourself looking in the mirror and having to make a choice between friends and people that you talk to. The Queen of Cups just came up with you card, so that's kind of interesting. There's a lot of magical intent. As long as you remain positive, keep smudging and clear your space. And then I keep seeing the damn possum again. I would say keep playing dumb. Don't play dumb all the time, but just play it when you need to. And I would say be careful who you're talking to, because I feel that you're talking to a female. And as a matter of fact, you see someone that you're talking to, I know who the person is, because I see curly hair. So I would say don't open yourself up too much. And I would say just keep it very, very small and short, small talk conversation. I see like the forgiveness card, yeah, the Seven of Wands anniversary. So the two people that are going to want to, okay, I'm hearing that song. They're actually hearing the song, Let's Make Up, you know, that song, Let's Make Up. So I'm being told there's going to be a lot of people wanting to make up with you and to have to be confronting their sin. And I do feel it's that time of, because of church and everything that's going on. As far as that goes with business-wise, I see a lot of growth. I see the platform taking it to a whole nother level. And I do feel that you're going to be taking it to in other words, you're going up the ladder, so to speak. You're taking it to a whole nother fucking ballgame. I feel that you are trying to get other platforms besides YouTube. I feel that you're gonna reach to the people that you're meant to be reached. And see, and it's funny, the world card just told me to show itself. So it says that you're reaching everyone and reaching the ones that you're meant to be, the ones that you're meant to. So hopefully that makes some sense. And then as far as what else? I want to see what's in the next.
Pardon?
I want to see within the next 2 months. I'll say April. There's something about April that's coming up for you. Are you going to go to a convention? I see you going to a convention and interacting with other people. Are you advertising the broadcast at the convention? It's like a meeting, so to speak. Are you there?
Yeah. Any romance in the air?
I did feel a romance in the air, but it's going to take some time. And I know that the sheep have been wanting some loving, is what I'm being told. The sheep have been wanting some loving. The sheep have been kind of very cold, so to speak. The sheep are going to start heating up for you, so to speak. And I feel that within that time, it's going to be around a little after the springtime, is what I see. So I know that your sheep are going to be getting smoking, that's what they're telling me to tell you. put some rose quartz up in there, shit. Put some rose quartz up in your Latin girlfriend. Where's the rose quartz? It's what I was told. Put it, you have a heart, a rose quartz, yes. And it's going to open more love in your way. And I do see possible relationships, but just, and I see two men in your life, so you're going to have to choose. Yeah. I want to say no after that. The what?
I have two sons.
No, but I'm saying two men in your life. I'm not talking about family. I'm talking about two men in your life. They haven't came across yet, but they will. It's just a matter of time.
Okay, what about Patrick? Yeah.
Patrick, is that the one we talked about before? Why does that name sound familiar to me? With him, he's doing his own stuff, but I feel that you will work together. And I feel that for some reason, I don't know why, but you know what, treasure. And I'm being told there's going to be a relationship between you both. So there's a possibility of a relationship. I don't want to say it's an open relationship. I just feel like it's just going to be, it's going to be there. But you're both going to have respect for each other. And you're both going to, I'm not saying set rules, but you're going to just have time for how you both want it to be. And as long as you're honest with each other, you both can be apart from each other, but you're going to both agree on an agreement, so to speak. Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Chris and Ken.
You're welcome. I love my voice. I always do that. I'm not the only one that does it. Nobody else can do it like me. One of a kind.
You're one of a kind.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Have a
good Thank you, Jane. Thank you. That's it then, ladies
Thank
and
you,
gentlemen. Our other caller didn't stay with us. So that's it for another one, Chris.
Yep, that's good. That's a wrap. I mean, if the other caller doesn't, if he's not there,
wonderful.
All I can say is thank you for all the listeners. And thank you for the listeners out there. And thank you, Ken, and I will see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend. Okay, so Chris back with us on Wednesday next then, ladies, then. So next Wednesday, Chris will be with us, hopefully. If not, Chris, I will always let you know in advance. And I've got to turn my brightness down because it's since the new graphic driver and the brightness has just gone through the roof sort of thing, so my son's going to turn this brightness down before it blinds me. Okay, so we're out of here. Hey! So Sunday evening next show then with Kelly Joe. Thank you.